everybody. I'm Kevin Winder, and thanks so much for tuning in to another podcast of Beyond Everything Radio. And as always, I have a question for you. Do you or someone you know lack a sense of purpose or direction in life? Did you know that 58% of Americans share this experience? In today's podcast and post, I'll explain why so many people lack direction, and I'll offer 6 questions that will help you to begin discovering your true purpose. And join me now as we gain the true definition of purpose, why we failed to find it, and how once we do understand it, we can begin living it out starting today. Hello, everybody. Yes, and thank you so much for coming back. I am always glad when you tune in. It really does mean a lot to me, but I hope it means even more to you. This podcast is not clickbait. It's not entertainment. It's here to serve you, to build you, to support you in your personal development, your spiritual growth. And today we are in a series, part 7, called The Way for Young Adults. We are discussing something that is common to so many people. And I think we can really get underneath it, but I'm going to need you to tune in your heads. Today is podcast number 505, and our topic is purpose and direction. Oh my gosh. You know, like I said in the intro, like how many of us know somebody who just lacks a sense of purpose? They don't seem, they're an adult, they're at least 18, if not older, and don't really have a sense of direction in their life. They kind of are just getting by. They're working through things. Maybe they're just extending their education because that might get them closer to something. But deep inside, they really don't know what they want. Now, that is a big existential question. What do you really want? Well, this all comes down to our understanding of purpose. There's a little part of a verse in Isaiah chapter 47 that says, as he's describing people, they wander about, each in their own direction, and there is no one to save you. It's just this lostness, this wandering soul, this person who can't seem to get in line. And a lot of times, these are the artists. These are the philosophers. These are the people that struggle with just doing lock and step, get into the machine. These are tend to be people who look negatively about a 9-to-5 job, a cubicle with benefits and safety and repetition. To many people, especially in our world today, that is a soul-sucking existence, and they feel like that is all there is in the world, and they don't know what they want, but they do know they don't want that. Well, folks, this is all part of confusion, okay? A Harvard study showed that 58% of young adults have no sense of purpose or direction in life. Now, that's shocking as it is, but behind the shocking number is a deeper problem, right? All the headlines claim that young generations have it much harder than previous generations. And I tell you, I'm going to show you how that is a deceptive toxin which potentiates the problem. But not entirely so. I mean, if you're comparing life coming out of college today compared to life graduating from college in the 50s or graduating high school in the 50s, you're going to see a huge difference. Yes, everybody compares themselves to the boomers and then has a worse time of it. But I'm going to help you sort out some of that math. But what's behind it is there's this toxin in your mind. The way you think is being poisoned. And so the problem of purpose is first a spiritual problem. It causes hopelessness, confusion, and doubt. And the hopeless, confusion, and doubt are what shape the statistics. The statistics bear out the spiritual problem, but they don't shape it and form it as a spiritual problem. It's usually an economic problem. And I'm going to address today why young people lack direction, why your peers, the young adults that you know, often have no sense of purpose or the skill to discover it. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 5 says, "The purpose within a person's heart is like deep water, but a person of understanding will draw it out." In other words, everybody has purpose within them. You have a divine direction. You were created, designed for a purpose in this world, amongst all the people. And it has to do with where, how, and all of the nuances of your life. Nothing is a mistake. Nothing is missing. Everything's on purpose. It all comes together and makes sense. It takes understanding, wisdom, insight to draw it out, to pull it out of you. Okay? This is the premise upon which I want to lead you today. Now, I've got four reasons, basically, why 58% of our America doesn't have a purpose. Number one, the parenting problem. You see, when parents don't understand their purpose, they can't lead their children to their purpose. You know, if you don't know your purpose, you can't lead your kids anywhere you haven't been. And most parents want their kids to succeed and avoid painful mistakes. And so they just say, hey, focus on your education, which is really vital, but it's not the same as purpose. And they often leave purpose to their kids just to figure out. Well, I hope they figure out their purpose. I hope they get a sense of direction. Parents abdicate themselves from that responsibility for some reason. They don't feel like it's right to speak into a child's life like this might be your purpose. Now, if you conflate or confuse purpose with vocation, which is common, parents will default into one of two misconceptions. Now, most young people grow up under one of these two mistakes. And the first one is, you know, follow your heart and the money will come. And these are the people that say, you know what? If you want to be an artist, you be an artist. But then when they're 27 years old and blowing glass and not selling anything, but living in your basement, you're mad that your child never launched. Yeah, you want to study French literature, great. But now you got to go get a job. You know, that's one misconception. Follow your heart and the money comes. The other is, if you don't get a high-paying job, you're just going to struggle and suffer in life. Also not true. You can actually have a very successful life. We're going to talk about this when we get to the financial part. Without a high-paying job, I'm going to show you how to do that. But see, purpose converges both of those extremes into a third reality. And most parents live in a binary, and so therefore there's a parenting problem with regard to getting, discovering your purpose. Now, the second problem with us being able to find our purpose, I think, is misleading math. First, we have parents. Now we have misleading math. What do I mean by that? Well, the statistics are always pooled in aggregates, and the reality then is obscured. So if you look at the national statistics, the common equation compares the cost of housing, which they average across the country, to the cost of wages, which they average across the country, right? And this has a deceptive factor because it makes headlines that podcasters and communist professors rely on to indoctrinate their young minds against their own future. They're setting it up saying, oh, see, it's just getting so far out of hand. You'll never get it. The boomers stole it all. There is no opportunity left. You should go towards socialism or communism or whatever else. You hear all of these threats today. It's not fair what, you know, younger generations have to endure. Now, let me help you. The reason that those headlines are so severe is because they are aggregating the data. And they're taking the highest and the lowest of both sides and telling a story. Now, let me give you an example. If I compared the price of rent to minimum wage where I lived in 1990, and by the way, I live in the same town now, same county now, okay? And I compare 1990 minimum wage and rent to minimum wage and rent in 2025, there is only a 4% increase. And this is in the Denver metro market where the rents have skyrocketed like many places in the country. Before, Denver was super affordable. But now it's relatively competitive with some of the higher costs of living in the country. So how is it only 4% higher? The difference. You see what I'm saying? It's because locally here, the cost of living is not nearly as high as it is in San Francisco or New York City. And the cost of wages are comparatively very high compared to other places where the wages are very low. So if you take the low wages of Mississippi and compare them to the high rents of New York City, you start to get a story, which you can tell, and it makes everybody feel sorry for themselves. Yeah, you know, guess what? College has grown in cost. But it used to be that if you had a name brand college, it actually helped you. You don't need a name brand college. Nobody cares about where you got your degree so much anymore. And see, with the data, the outliers skew the aggregate results. So younger people, their struggle is only slightly greater than, say, the struggle of Generation X, like myself, in the 90s. If we compare ourselves to the boomers, every generation has it way harder than the boomers. But the boomers also had their own struggles. They didn't have the opportunities that we have, right? They just had a blank slate, and they ran with it. Now it's time to get over that. That's not coming back. But don't feel bad. Like if you, you know, my daughter's 21, 22, going to be 22 next month. And she'll have no problem going out and getting a house. She's been saving her money since she was 17. She has a decent car. She has a nice life. She's getting married. She affords everything. Like it's not as though it's impossible. And I'm going to show you how when we get to money. But folks, like, yeah, it's not the same as it was, but it's not that much harder. So misleading math is another reason you may not have a sense of purpose. Third, the disintegrating cosmos. Now, this is getting a little philosophical here, but today's young adults tend to see everything as separate and not integrated. And so you grow up assuming that your homework, sports, friends, your hobby, your family are all different things. This means that your purpose and direction are just two other things that just you haven't focused on, you haven't developed, you have to, whatever. This is called disintegration. And that's a spiritual delusion because the problem centers around our soul, our inner self. It's ontological, it's spiritual. We can't be great in sports and bad at homework. Like if you feel like, well, yeah, I'm pretty bad at homework. I hate doing homework, but I'm really good at sports. No, you can't be great in sports and bad at homework. See, you can't be isolated with your family, disconnected, but then really intimate and connected with your friends. The reason you experience those disconnections, those differences, is because they're deliberate choices. These are choices coming from your attitude or assumptions about life. Well, I don't want to connect with my family, and I do want to connect with my friends. I don't want to do my homework, but I do want to do sports. That's why you're good at sports and bad at homework. But the reality is, you could actually be very good at homework if you have the capability of being good at sports. And you see the two as separate things, perhaps competing for your time. And they're not. They're two aspects of the same thing. And a disintegrated cosmos is what's causing most young people to have no sense of purpose and no sense of direction. Okay, number four, I asked my son the question, which comes first, the attitude or one's lack of purpose? So when you see somebody who's like, has no sense of direction, and they kind of have a piss poor attitude, I'm like, well, what comes? Is it the lack of direction that causes the kind of apathy, the attitude? Or is it the attitude that causes the lack of purpose? We talked about it, and the question really reveals how both are true. And that actually proves the previous point, that attitude and purpose are integral to each other. See, they're not two things. This is proving my point. Like, you can't live disintegrated. That creates the confusion, and therefore you have no purpose, no direction. See, the attitude we control each moment. You can have an attitude to hate your homework, or you can have an attitude to jump in and just get it done and learn and say, this is my opportunity to learn this stuff which I would not otherwise learn. Like, you could totally change your attitude. You can do that, only you. And when you do, the purpose unfolds over time. A purpose takes decades. And so there's no reason to try and force it in the next 5 minutes. You might be graduating or have graduated and you're like, I still don't know what I'm doing with my life. You don't have to force it in the next 10 minutes. It's going to come over time as you get the right attitude. This discovery is the moment life really changes. Like, you can put purpose in our attitude, revealing the macrocosm is integral to the microcosm and vice versa. So, like, this is a way of looking at the world, experiencing the world, and not chopping it up into pieces and valuing it. Like, this is how you're freed to actually discover your true purpose. So, you know, consider also these other factors that are out there. Our economy has challenges. Yep. There's decline in social interaction. People don't get around. People adopt socialist, communist ideals, which undermine the economy, the bedrock, which has brought more people out of poverty than any other place in the planet in the history of the world. There's the rise in these psychotropic medications. Everybody's on some antidepressant or ADD med nowadays. There's amorality. People just have no concern for what's right or wrong. It's only what's right, what works for me right now. There's antinomianism, which means people have no regard for the law, or the law only applies when I want to use it against you, but it should be minimized when it applies to me. See, all of these things are part of the delusions which come out of social media and our daily experience, where we're swiping on average 7 hours a day. So all of these things war against your soul. And they war against your perspective, your will, your motivation to go and co-create the world. You feel like a helpless pawn, a lost little nothing in a giant sea of a world you can't control, which is hostile, competitive, dangerous, threatening, and almost impossible to succeed in. That's an attitude, right? All of these things are converging in your mind. Proverbs 19:21 says, many are the plans in the mind of a person, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Like, you can want all the things in the world, but it's God's purpose for your life that's going to last. And so everything else is a vapor if you chase it. I'm trying to help you find your true, the real purpose, not the thing you want to do more than anything else. That might be tied to it, though. And so let's figure out, what can a person do who has no sense of direction or purpose? If you have tuned into this, if your friend sent it to you, if your mom, adult, aunt, uncle, cousin, grandparent sent this to you, what can you do? Like, you know you don't have a sense of direction. You don't really have a purpose, anything that really lights your fire right now. So what is there that you can do? I'm going to ask you, I think I have 6 questions here. All right, I want you to think about these questions. I'm going to take you to the deep end of the pool with these. And so you're going to have to kind of grow up. If this doesn't make sense, maybe you have to pause and rewind. These are self-discovery questions. Okay, this is what you get when you uncoach, when you deconstruct, when you really think about your life. Okay, the first question is, are you capable of true self-reflection? Can you truly reflect on your life? Are you capable? If the answer is no, you'll skim over your life's purpose as it unfolds. It'll be right before you, right beneath your feet, and you'll never see it. It's just like opportunity. People who feel like there's no opportunity are people who actually can't see the opportunity before them. And so our purpose is discovered in concert with self-discovery. That's why I asked, are you capable of true self-reflection? Because if we lack genuine self-criticism, like if you can't see your own faults, if you're not willing to have someone reflect on you the blind spots in your life where you can grow, if you don't have a mirror that reflects where you need to develop, if you don't have that reflection, if you don't have inner transformation, you will miss your purpose, your true purpose, which is derived from our divine designer, like God. God says, I've made you specifically this way so that you can do this thing. And it's the fulfillment of your existence. See, if you ignore true north of God, you're like, I don't know if I believe in God. The God that my religion gave me, it was kind of a puny, threatening, angry God, and that doesn't jive, and so I'm not sure I'm into religion. Get away from religion. Get to God. God is so much bigger than any religion. No religion contains him, reflects God correctly. But if you ignore that true north, then your purpose will be a fabrication. It will be superficial. It'll be whatever you will it to be. And for some people, that's enough. But a sense of direction is our ability to make the mid-course adjustments that align with our purpose as it unfolds. And so without self-reflection, we lack the connection between what is happening today and what we desire one day. You see, so you feel like, well, I don't have the thing I'll one day want, and I don't know how to get there. The big thing is always made up of a lot of little things over time. The big thing never just knocks on your door and says, hey, would you like to be a number one bookseller? Would you like to be the top vocal artist of our day and age? No one's going to knock on your door and ask you to become the CEO of a company and lead a huge congregation of people. It's never going to happen. So you have to be able to look at your self-reflection to find that course correction. Number two. Is the world about you? Like, if your worldview is myopic, which means short-sighted, if your worldview is kind of self-focused, then you'll miss your true purpose. Self-focused and myopic, short-sighted worldviews are called hedonism and nihilism. Hedonism is like, hey man, I just want to live for me. I just want to do my thing, what makes me happy. Nihilism is like, I could care less about anything else. Right? It's all going to crap anyway. Who cares? It's total apathy. They're common worldviews which germinate in the spiritual ground where purpose is supposed to be. So if you have a hedonistic or nihilistic worldview, it's because you've lost purpose. A person who plunders life for selfish gain or pleasure is living contrary to purpose. Like, I hope you see that. This world, all these people, all the opportunity is not so that you can just satisfy your lusts and your appetites. None of this is here for that. Like, a person who's lazy, pessimistic, hopeless, they'll never appreciate purpose and will never discover it. If life is all about yourself, if it's not about others, purpose will always just be obscured. It'll be this thing you just never got. Okay, so that's the question. Is the world about you? Third question, are you disintegrated? Like, reflect on this. Do I really chop the world up into a lot of little pieces and try and deal with every little thing separately and disconnected? Like, if you can't connect seemingly disparate things, then you're not only, that is actually the intelligence test. I might have used this example before, but an IQ test isn't like how smart you are. An IQ test is your ability to take pattern recognition, pull things that seem unrelated and bring them together and show how they are related. That's intelligence. If you think things are all separate things, that's unintelligence. And you live a fragmented existence. You'll have a lot of confusion. You'll have a lot of discontent. See, disintegrated perspectives make purposes confusing. I can't be sure about what I want. How would I know? Right? If direction and purpose are just two other things among a million separated things, then we'll just wait a lifetime for it to stand apart. Until it stands apart, we're not going to take action. Something magical has to happen. Purpose is embedded somewhere, and it's just going to jump out of the nowhere, right? It's embedded, yes, and hidden in literally everything. Direction is our ability to perceive purpose in all things and make course corrections. Gaining direction is the skill connecting all the details of our purpose over time. It's kind of cool. We never begin with the ultimate purpose in mind. It's kind of like saying, oh, I woke up and I had the blueprint for this mansion that I'm going to build as an architect. Well, that may be true, but if you get to the CAD and start working on the drawings, I guarantee you're going to change some of the stuff that you started with. And by the time it's over, it'll be 10 times better than what you started with. You never have the full end in mind. You have a sense of it, and then you follow the essence of it. You see, like, my kids developed a really strong sense of purpose by connecting tedious homework to their life dreams. Like, my son was eager to become a pilot, but he hated reading these boring English stories and writing reports on them. And I said, those aren't two things. Writing a report in fifth grade is exactly what a pilot does to train in fifth grade. It's like years before flight school, mastering English is what a pilot does. So you're doing your pilot training now. Like, that's how I connected it. And it helped him to see. And now he just has trained himself to see the world as an integrated whole. So are you disintegrated? That's going to hurt your sense of purpose. Number four, what do you hope for every single day? Like, purpose is so intrinsic to our being that we can't go very far from it without causing emotional dissonance. And if our hope is only for a short-term pleasure or for survival, we are under-hoping. That's a form of hopelessness. If our hopes are only for ourselves or our family, like, we're selfish. If we dream of something that would benefit others and it's really hard to obtain, well, hey, you might be on the right track. See, true purpose is something big enough to shape us because we will be willing to sacrifice and change in order to possess it. And that's why you need so much self-reflection to make the mid-course corrections and finding your true purpose. See, the difference between true purpose and having an idol is only a few little microns. It's a slight little 1 degree difference. But you see, true purpose will bear out that it comes through our own humiliation. We yield and are humbled by the process of finding our true purpose. Whereas if we are worshiping an idol, we go through this process with pride. We build ourselves up. We're pumping ourselves up. We're comparing ourselves as superior and better than others and trying to build our purpose on pride. That's what you call an idol. Okay? So do we build a business or does the business build us? See, the purpose is actually both. You want to be an entrepreneur like my daughter. And then you realize as you step into it how much it shapes you and changes you and challenges you. And you realize how hard it is and how many things you have to give up and how hard you have to work to get to each next step. It builds you and she builds the business. That's purpose. To have nothing that you desire, to have no sense of direction, or there's nothing you think about every single day. That's called spiritual deadness. You're spiritually dead. Now, the fifth question. Can you be good now? Can you be good now? Not morally. What I mean is, can you be good with your life now, as it is? You see, true purpose and direction are not deferred realities. They're not like, oh, those come one day when you're old enough, or one day when you have some revelation about yourself, or something, somehow, something happens. You go through college with an undeclared major, but by some miracle, by the end of 4 years, you now have a purpose. No, purpose requires that we receive and live in and with our life as it is today. Today is what purpose looks like right now. See, if you lack gratitude, you don't apply yourself in excellence and diligence to the requirements of today, you'll never discover your true purpose. So if you don't like your life, your job, you know, you have a meaningless job, so you like to say you're not, it's a nowhere. You don't like where you live. You don't like your friends. You don't like the amount of money you make. You're always struggling. And so you feel like your life sucks. And you feel like something had to happen outside of that. No, your life is exactly what your purpose looks like today. Can you get okay in it? Can you bring yourself to go to the job you hate and bring excellence? Can you outperform everybody there? Can you be the most positive person? Can you shine your light in a dark place? If you can't do that, if you live through apathy, purpose will always just be kicking the can down the road. People who say they'll be generous one day when they have wealth only become stingy rich people because they are not generous with the lack of wealth that they possess. We experience purpose in small ways every single day, and that's how it grows. That's how we get the final plans to the mansion we're building, right? It's a little bit every day. Now, the question number six is this. Do you want to give to the world, contribute to the world, or do you want to plunder the world? You see, purpose is our personal mission and service to the world. It's what you were designed to go out and give your life away in service to others. And I'm going to expand on this next week when we discuss work, but I'm going to make this point now. Our lives aren't for ourselves. It's not to go out and get the job that gives you the money so you can buy all the things you want and have all the pleasures you want, have all the happiness you want, have all the contentment you want because you can buy it and manipulate the system. And you can plunder from the world all the things that make you happy. Is that your real goal? If it is, purpose is not showing up in your life. our design, the way you are made, just like me, is to function as an integrated whole. We are not separate from one another. We like to think we are, but there's an illusion, a delusion of separateness. You see, nobody finds success by themselves. Whenever you see a successful woman or a man and they say, I'm self-made, I did all this myself, I started my own business, I did all this. No one has ever done it by themselves. The success story is built upon the labor and sacrifice of countless people who created businesses and work in those businesses to provide services that the entrepreneur used. Oh, you created a business for yourself on Twitter or Instagram? Great. But there's a whole sea of people who are giving their life away at work at Twitter and Instagram to make your dream possible. Like, there's all these people propping you up, and yet you think you did it on your own. It's silly. The more you realize we're an integrated whole, the more purpose becomes beneficial. And so the more you are committed in your life to the promotion of others and their dreams, taking a back seat if necessary, then the more your purpose becomes visible. True purpose, working together for the benefit of others, it keeps us from forsaking, abusing, and using, and manipulating, and dominating others for our gain. We are filled by others, and we are therefore making a habit of filling others on the way when it's in our power to do so. You see, so in one sense, our true purpose is the next person in our immediate proximity, our moral proximity. Whoever is sitting next to you on your commute to the bus is your purpose. Whoever you work for is your purpose. Whoever you work next to is your purpose. Whoever works underneath you is your purpose. That's a great perspective. I hope you're catching it. I hope these questions have really helped you find these perspectives. They're going to help you understand that your purpose, your sense of direction is not going to just magically appear one day. It's part of you. It's integral to you and how you hold the world and understand things. It's hiding in plain sight. We just have to trust the Lord in the small next thing, and then it will gradually appear. I'd like to close with this proverb from chapter 4, verse 18. It says, "The path of the righteous is like the light of dawn, which shines brighter and brighter until full day." See, folks, your purpose isn't fully baked. You just discover it a little bit every day as you give yourself away in service to others. God bless you as you contemplate these things.